When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on November 17, 2025. It was written by Christine Barakat and is titled, Three Ways to Prevent Blanket Injuries. Of all the things your horse could injure himself with, his blanket seems an unlikely candidate, but don't rule it out. Blanket injuries and mishaps do happen, and they can be serious. Here are three things you can do to avoid them. Number one, check the fit. Most blanket injuries are a consequence of poor fit. A too large blanket can shift out of position and slip down around legs, entangling them in the hind leg straps. If the material does not rip quickly, tendons can become dangerously constricted. Blankets that are too small may cause pressure sores or rubbing injuries. Number two, adjust the straps properly. Even a blanket that fits well can pose an injury risk if it's not adjusted correctly. Belly straps are meant to fit flush with the skin, allowing just enough room for a single hand to slip in with your palm against the horse. Leg straps need to fit with enough space around the hind legs to avoid rubbing, but not so much that a leg can get trapped when the horse lies down. A good rule of thumb, make sure you can put one hand widthwise between the strap and the leg. Number three, inspect it regularly. If a blanket fits well and is adjusted correctly, it's not likely to injure a horse unless it's damaged. Regularly check the stitching around buckles and fasteners to make sure they are secure. Also assure the integrity of the trim around the edges of the blanket. Finally, if your horse's blanket becomes damaged by a fence line, tree branch, or mouthy pasture mate, remove it immediately and repair or replace it.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye Bye Insects from Spalding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.